Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen. Why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house? Knowing your destiny, Jesus at 12 already knew his destiny. Jesus at 12 already knew who and whose he was. God's promise to abide with us. God with us, Emmanuel. What is your destiny? Knowing your destiny, what you are about, who and whose you are, is very essential. We are all in our own faith journey, filled with questions regarding our destiny. And in our search to know our own destiny, sometimes we lose our way. We lose our place, and then seek to remember our place in our relationship with God. Can you remember a time when you were lost? This is a true story, part of my family lore. When I was about 3 years old, my mother and her sister Lourdes brought their collective of 10 children into our family station wagon to shop for shoes for those kids who are getting ready for school. I remember it very distinctly, going to a shoe store, any store for that matter, that I can recall ever in my life for the first time. We went as a family into the family shoe store, and that truly is the name of the store, the family shoe store. And I remember walking through the store with all my cousins as my mother and my aunt tried shoes for the various kids that were getting ready for school. And before leaving, my mother left charge my older sister, Teresa, to take a head count of everyone before we left. Great job. And they all boarded up into the car and left. And it wasn't until maybe five villages away that my mother, in her horror, realized that she had left her three-year-old behind. But I was not afraid. I was not afraid at all. In fact, it was the greatest thing. If you were to speak with any member of my family, you'd know that they would tell you that I was a very happy baby, one of those babies who was also very trusting, always laughing, and would go into the arms of anyone who would take me. And as it turns out, the owners of the store took me. They took care of me. And best of all was that Mrs. Duenas, the owner, one of the owners of the store, went next door to the Dairy Queen. Yes, and I got an ice cream cone, my favorite pistachio. And there I was, being entertained and being held and cared for by this loving family. I was not alone. I was lost, innocently left behind, but I was completely unaware, not knowing that I was separated by my family, from my family. And I was not anxious, and I wasn't afraid. Jesus was lost. Jesus was left behind. Jesus may not have known that he was left behind or aware that he was lost. And Jesus was not anxious. Jesus was not afraid. Here we are, 2 days after Jesus' birth in the manger, and suddenly now he's 12. I know some children mature early, but this is amazing. By verses 41 to 52 in Luke, many years have passed. In Luke, we know little to nothing with regard to Jesus' formative years. And at this point, this is the first time that Jesus speaks. In Luke, we move from Jesus' birth and then warp speed ahead a few years later to see Jesus on his 12th journey to Jerusalem. Jesus at 12 is already filled with wisdom and knowledge of his destiny. Jesus, the Messiah. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus at 12 is aware of his relationship with the Father, and that relationship with the Father is central. Jesus at 12 is already aware that the centeredness of his relationship with the Father in his life is essential. Jesus at 12 stays behind and is already amazing teachers of the temple with answers he gives and with profound questions that he asks. But poor Joseph and Mary. They were surely anxious and perhaps feeling a little embarrassed, just as I'm sure my mother must have felt when she left me behind. Inevitably, the experience of being lost or left behind can happen in any family. Sometimes, in our experience of family, we are lost or sometimes forgotten. Sometimes, in family, we lose our way. Today, the first Sunday after Christmas, is also known as the Feast of the Holy Family. And as a child in catechism, I always equated the meaning of Holy Family with perfect family. But where family is, there is also human frailty. Sometimes family hurt us. And yet, even in the hurt, there is loyalty. There is love. There is devotion. In today's story, after already 12 years of going to Jerusalem for the festival of Passover, there is worry and anxiety. And after 3 days of searching, Jesus' mother simply asks, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I were anxiously looking for you." I would not form my question to any lost child of mine in such a seemingly calm manner, I can tell you. But even more surprising is Jesus' reply, so calm and so matter-of-fact. "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house? Didn't you know that I must be in my Father's house?" The answer here is simple. No. We did not know that you must be in your Father's house. And poor Joseph. What can I say, son? My brothers and sisters, Jesus knows his destiny. He knows his place in the world. To preach the good news of the kingdom of God, and that the Son of Man must suffer many things. Jesus knows his destiny, and most of all, he knows what is essential. The centered of God, the Father, in his life, in our lives. Jesus is always aware of the most essential aspect of our relationship with God, that God comes to be with us by becoming one of us, in and in through the person of Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us, coming to be one of us, and in this time and season, as a vulnerable child. God coming to us as a human child to live, to experience joy and suffering, to experience love and pain and death, by becoming one of us as Jesus. And with the resurrection of Jesus, we are forever bonded and brought into eternal life with God. And sometimes we get lost. We get lost in our search and in our personal journeys to maintain our relationship with God. In a matter of days and possibly weeks, depending on how long your break is, as vacations end and as work and school resume, as we return to the busyness of our own lives, it all becomes easy to get lost and to forget what is most essential, as brought out in today's gospel story. Remember your destiny. Inasmuch as that we live and search to live our lives with God, to live the gospel and building the kingdom of God, each path is unique, as each person is individual. Today we are called to live our lives in unity, not necessarily in uniformity. And in each and every individual way, just as Jesus is about his Father's business, we too are called to be and to live in our Father's house. Did you not know that you must be in your Father's house? We are called to remember what is most essential, to place God as center in our lives, that we make a place of God in our hearts. In Christmas Eve, we sang a song, and the words touched me so dearly. If in your heart you make a manger for his birth, then God will once again become a child on earth. In this season, we celebrate keeping God central in our hearts and in our lives. Our God becoming one of us in every way as a human being, and continues to abide with us, remain with us, is with us. We know who we are, and we know whose we are. We are God's chosen forever, invited to live in the life of God. God is with us. Emmanuel.